Blog Talk Radio.
Think. Think big. ThinkBigRadio.com. Hello, all you Think Big listeners. Coach Dion here. I'll be actually hosting the show tonight by myself. I'm really, really excited about our guest tonight here on Think Big Radio. You know, we've been trying to get them on the show for almost like 3 months, and I still only got one. But I'm so excited that they did take time out of their busy schedule. Well, he took time out of his busy schedule to come along and do the show with us. You know, we're always interested in getting people who are big thinkers out in the world to come on the show and tell us exactly what they're creating out here in the world. So on our show tonight, we have Nick Santis out of Costa Mesa, California, in my neck of the woods, right, Nick?
That's correct.
And Nick has a company called Harmony New Technologies, which is a leading web designer firm that can assist you with any important business website decisions. And I know a lot of us have our own business, independent businesses, small businesses, corporations that we're really trying to create. And so Nick is going to spend a little bit of time with us today and share a lot of his insights on that and share what his company can do for you and your business, hopefully. So, Nick, I want to thank you so much for taking time out in advance for doing the show with us today.
Great. I'm glad to be here today.
Great. And Nick also has a partner, you guys, named Brandon Williams. But Brandon was unable to come on the show tonight due to a schedule conflict, but maybe we'll have him on some other time. So hopefully he takes care of everything he has to take care of, and he'll join us another time on Think Big Radio. Now, for our listeners that are listening with us live, please feel free at any time during the show to give us a call if you have any questions. You know, you want to ask about your website or how can you expand your business through the website if you don't already have one. You know, internet is a huge commodity in businesses today, so you definitely want, if you have any questions in regards to that, feel free to contact us anytime during the show, and the call-in number is 718-664-9989. And I'm going to juice every single bit of information I can out of Nick today. So let's go ahead and get started. Nick, you know, I always want to start with, tell us about, first off, your company is New Harmony New Technologies. First and foremost, give our audience a chance, you know, just in case, we always do this in the beginning, if they want to contact you outside of the radio, how would they do that?
Well, the first thing that they can do is to contact me through the website. They can go to www.hntllc.com, and from there you'll get my contact info, my telephone number. You'll also see some examples of some past work I've done, working on some other projects now that I haven't put up there yet, but you'll get a basic idea of the capabilities that we have at Harmony New Technologies.
Okay, and is there a number that they can contact you at? What would you like to do?
Yes, the number is 714. Yeah, the number is 714-858-1536. And if they want to contact me via email, it's nick@harmonynewtechnologies.com.
Great. So let's go ahead and get started, Nick. So first and foremost, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. Well, you know, when I first started my business about a year and a half ago, I was working for the corporate world, creating presentations, creating graphics for, you know, top Fortune 500 companies. And I guess, you know, I started doing a lot of graphic work. And one day I just decided, you know what, I think I'm going to do something on my own. And I was making this company a lot of money, and I was young, and I was like, you know, I think I could do something for myself. And I think my passion brought me to where I am today.
And what's that? What's your passion?
Well, my passion, well, it's making what I see now. I work with a lot of small to medium-sized businesses in a variety of industries, and anywhere from you know, brass manufacturers to fraternities. So anywhere in between there, I mean, my range of capabilities of creating graphic design or any kind of functions is wide. But at the same time, I like to see, you know, a small business or a medium-sized business get an affordable type of website package where they can express, you know, their themselves. And today's world, today's technology, I mean, it's everyone's on a computer. I mean, everyone has an iPhone or some kind of BlackBerry, somewhere to connect to the internet. So I think it's very important to get, you know, the business's message out there in a cost-effective way instead of going on to TV or radio. That's going to cost them, you know, thousands of dollars where they can, you know, do this at one shot, keep, you know, have their source code. It's theirs, you know, for as long as they have their domain name.
That's right. You know, Nick, something you said in the first couple of sentences when you started speaking, you said what really got you out there was that you was working for a company and you were making them a lot of money, and then you realized, hey, I could do this on my own.
Right.
A lot of us, all of us think big, big thinkers go through that exact phase.
Right.
You know, we sitting here, I was behind somebody's desk for so long, and then I said to myself, you know, I could just, I'm so much bigger than being sitting behind somebody else's desk.
Right.
So I literally went out with my paycheck, bought a desk, and sat behind my own desk and started my own company.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, it's the same thing with a lot of nowadays. I mean, I think the best thing that I get, the pleasure is like having a lifestyle change of, you know, working from my home office and at the same time keeping the discipline, you know, not getting all scringy, just being professional because I meet a lot of clients and have to make sure that you keep that professional image at all times. It's very important.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And for our listeners out there, I have to share with you a story that Nick, and the reason why I was so excited about putting them on the air is because I actually went through the internet and found, I think I found you guys through Facebook. They were advertising on Facebook, and I would, at the time, I knew my company needed a great logo, and I didn't know anybody who created it. And there they was right there. Talk about the law of attraction. And I called them up and I talked to Brandon, his partner, and Brandon sent me straight to Nick. And while Nick and I was in the process of creating, and I'm like, I don't like this, I don't like that. Okay, I want this. I don't know what I want. You tell me. What if I did? You know, I'm that type of person. So in dealing with them professionally, you know, I have to say, he was so great with me. I was so undecisive when it came to my logo. And he said one day, a couple of days had passed, and then all of a sudden I get this. I don't know if you called me, Nick, or you sent me an email. And you said, Dion, I woke up in the morning and I looked out the window and I seen this oak tree, and all I could think about was you and your logo. And he just created this beautiful, beautiful design for my logo. And it's actually on your website. Is it still on you guys' website?
Yes, it's on the website. You'll see it there.
Yeah, and so now in the recent, since we got the logo out the way and it's outstanding, we're going to start working on the website. So just out of experience and dealing with them as a client of theirs, I have to tell you, they were really, really professional. They got it out in a timely manner. And that's why I was so, because we have in our own business, we don't think of the aspect of creating and logos and stuff like that really get our businesses out there. Right, Nick?
It's very
so
difficult
I was going to ask you, you know, people who have small businesses and really want to get out there. What does your company do to help promote their business get out there? What's the one aspect that they don't know they need that your company can assist them with?
Sure. Well, a lot of the times, some of the businesses are locally driven. So if it's a stationery store, for example, the best thing to do is to provide them some kind of a service where they can have some kind of a search engine optimization for local traffic. So the best way, you know, is to provide them the tools that, you know, we can provide them reports and say, like, you know, for this amount, we can give you these amount of reports that will put you in these, you know, zip codes or these different states if it's a national level, we can do, you know, a large scale, you know, much larger marketing programs. Because a lot, what happens now is a lot of businesses, they want to get the name out there, but the most important thing that we need to do in the beginning is we provide them the knowledge that in order to have a successful website, you have to have everything coded correctly on the back end, so that when these search engines do search for whatever your company is in, we can, you know, the search engine will have an easier time looking for the information. So the most important thing is always, I've had an issue with new clients. They've had problems where the previous coders didn't code their website correctly. So a lot of the clients were like, I'm wasting my money on a website because it's not doing me any good. So, you know, we take a look at the source code. We look at all the how the back end was coded, how the front end was coded, and we can determine, you know, if they need a redesign for their website. Because, again, if you have a website, if it's not coded correctly, you're basically wasting your money. So,
really?
Stuff out there. Yeah, so if somebody's looking for D's Life, you know, wellness, and it's not coded correctly, they're not going to find your website. So we ensure that we do everything correctly from the back end all the way to the front end.
Wow. Okay. Now let me ask you this. So, and I think you and I talked about this before. Black clients of yours, who have you ever experienced a client who have had their websites, somebody else did it for them, totally screwed it up. It's like it's impossible to fix or anything like that. Are you able to go in, redo what somebody has done a terrible job on, and really make it happen for that person?
You know, that's a good question, because most of the time a lot of clients think that, look, I have the source code, I have the original code, but what happens a lot of times, a bunch of coders or web developers, what they'll do is they have their own way of setting up a website. They either have these special programs, or they'll use their own technique to create that page or that template. So, but most of the time, I tell my clients, you know, it's better to just redesign the whole site, because it's going to save time and money. Because if I sit there for hours trying to figure out, you know, how it was coded, you know, that's going to be wasted money for the client. So it's always, you know, I always suggest it's always better to go in and redesign the whole website from scratch.
From scratch. Okay. So, Nick, when did you decide to start? Well, you tell me when you started this business where you was working with somebody else. But when you decided to start your own business, step out and go on your own, what did you view as a challenge?
Well, the biggest challenge that I had was the fear of going on my own and not having a steady paycheck. That was
That's
the biggest challenge. That was the biggest challenge for me to overcome. I was very nervous. And I was like, man, am I going to do this? Am I not? And just after about a year about thinking it over and working at the same time, you know, a 60-hour-a-week job and going home and working, I just said, you know what, this is way too much stress on me and my family, and I think I'm just going to take that jump, because it was easier, not easier, but it was more of a passion for me to work on a website and be more creative on myself and have my own hours. And do the work and do it more efficiently. And that's what was the biggest motivation for me.
Okay. And the challenge was just fear, huh?
The challenge, yeah, that was the biggest fear. I mean, but I did it. You know, I've been in it for a year and a half now, and it's like it's the best thing I did. The best
great.
Thing.
Great. We love that independence. I know I do.
Yeah.
So I have to ask you this, and I asked all the big thinkers that I interview, because it's so difficult. It's not actually difficult, so I want to get that out of my vocabulary right now. It's actually simple to step out and do what it is you love to do. We just think that it's difficult, and it's absolutely not. It's absolutely not difficult, okay? So I want to take that back. But what is the biggest advice, being that you stepped out on your own and stepped into who you really are for yourself and for everyone else, what's the biggest advice you could share with our audience that helped you the most?
Well, I'm going to tell you that my advice is that it takes discipline. It takes a lot of discipline, because you don't want to get your ego built up to where, like, oh, I got my own business now. I can work whenever I want and not when I want to. So the biggest advice is always be consistent. If you get a job, you get a project, get another one. Keep going after the next one. If you get a big one, don't be satisfied with that, because you don't know if you're going to get another one for another 2 or 3 weeks. So keep, you know, marketing yourself, you know, tell people about your business. If you have a Facebook or MySpace, you know, promote yourself. Promote yourself in whatever manner, whatever business you have. Try to get into the today's, you know, social networks and to blog sites, you know, to promote yourself, you know, because you're taking care of yourself. Nobody else is taking care of you. So my biggest advice, discipline, and just don't stop, because if you stop, you know, that's it, plain and simple. There's no one else who's going to give you a paycheck. And always, the other thing is also be courteous to your clients. That's always important. Customer service is like the best thing you can do, because you never know. You might get a referral. I mean, I get a lot of clients that refer me to other people, and it's amazing. And it's not hard to be nice, you know, just be yourself. You're, you know, do your job, you know, and it's like that. You're your own boss, you know. And if you know you're your own boss, yeah, you're your own boss. Be proud of that. You know, you're taking care of yourself. You're taking care of business, basically. And just be proud of that fact that you have your own business, that you can say, this is mine. Plain and simple.
Absolutely, absolutely. And now, Sam, we're going to take a small break, okay, just so Nick can just refresh yourself, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Think Big Radio.
Dear Diary, starting in 2008, I resolved to lose 50 pounds by March and get the body I want. And I also want to... Who are you?
I'm your fairy godmother. Do you realize you've made that same resolution for the past 5 years? Why don't you join Dee's Life and change your life altogether?
What do you mean, change my life altogether?
With Dee's Life program, not only would you lose those 50 pounds, but you will gain an entirely new lifestyle that will definitely get you out of the old and into the new.
Yeah, but how do I know it'll work?
There's only one way to find out. Go to www.dslifenow.com. And join now.
Well, I should get started right now. And besides, I heard her programs are really awesome.
You bet they are. So let's get started, so we don't have to have the same conversation in 2009.
Join Dee's Life Detox Program now. Go to www.dslifenow.com. That's www.dslifenow.com.
And welcome back. We are here with Nick Sanchez of Harmony New Technologies, a leading website designer firm in Costa Mesa, California. Where is that at? Where is Costa Mesa, California? Nick?
Costa Mesa is near Huntington Beach, Newport Beach.
Oh, I know where Huntington Beach and Newport Beach is. Okay. Okay, great. Oh, that's a beautiful area also.
Very nice, very nice.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So, Nick, now we're back from the break. I want you to go ahead and, again, if any of our listeners want to contact Harmony New Technologies, you, Nick Sanchez, or Brandon Williams, his partner, who was unable to make it with us today, how can they do so?
Sure, they can visit our website, www.hntllc.com, or they can call at 714-858-1536, or they can reach me at nick@harmonynewtechnologies.com.
Great. Now, before our break, I heard you talk about, you know, really getting out there and promoting yourself. Let's talk about that for a minute as far as marketing, okay? Because normally what your business is doing is marketing people's business over the Internet.
Correct.
Would you say that is one of the best ways to market your business today?
Well, I think, in my opinion, I mean, there's still the old traditional mailing campaigns.
Uh-huh.
Have a specific mailing list. I mean, that's still a good way if you're in a local area to promote your business in that manner. But also, you know, online, it doesn't hurt to promote your business as well, because if you have an online presence, I mean, most people want to know who you're about. So what they do is they'll go online, they'll check out your business, your company, to get more information about yourself. But I think that online marketing is very important as well to get your business promoted. especially with today's technology.
Great. Now, starting out as a small business, do you ever have plans to expand it in any way?
Oh, of course. I mean, my plan is to, move into an office building. First, we'll, of course, to lease it, and then eventually purchase a building. And then, of course, by the time we purchase a building, we'll have enough employees, to fill the office. So my goal is to have about, 50 to 100 employees doing anything from graphic design to marketing to anything you can imagine to make a graphic design firm, function correctly.
Great. So, Nick, as a lot of us who, of course, all the big thinkers across the world, they always have a helping hand behind them. And so there's always people in my life that I'm so grateful for who stand by me, who encourage me, who uplift me, and who always have the answers and the strength that I don't have when I'm, when I feel like I've fallen down. So I always want to give thanks to those people in my life. So here at Think Big Radio, we want to give you the opportunity to thank anybody who has helped you and stood by you through this, through your coming out of into your own.
So, actually, as a matter of fact, there's a couple of clients that are really, really knowledgeable. They're great entrepreneurs. They've offered myself a lot of insights as to, my business, helped me grow my business, and give me the insights as to what I need to do to expand it. And there's a lot of intelligent people out there. Let me tell you that. There's some very smart people that are, they amaze me and they blow me away. And their vision, for me to make their vision a reality is what makes me really happy, because I'm just like, wow, I'm working with some very intelligent, very smart people. And speaking with them, it's just like, we don't talk about, it's not chit-chat. It's just like, hey, you should check out googlepatents.com, and check out how things are made. And it's like, it kind of makes you like, let me think about that. Go online and check that out. Like, wow, this is kind of cool, But there's a lot, there's a few clients out there that have, they motivated me even more. They give me even more motivation. And also they tell me how great my work is. And, of course, that's like an ego booster. and it's awesome. That's awesome.
Great. Is there any family members or anybody that you want to thank personally right here on Think Big Radio?
Well, I want to thank my brother, that's for sure, because he's an IT director. He's, if I ever have some kind of a PC problem, because he's a PC guy, not a Mac guy, because I use most Macs, but if I have a PC problem, he's there to help me out. And but he's also good in a lot of other different fields in the IT world.
Well, what's your brother's name?
Oh, David. His name's David. Yeah, David. David.
Oh, David, thank you so much for being
great guy.
Yeah, being the helping hand behind Nick Sanchez and Harmony New Technologies. Again, we here at Think Big Radio so appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to talk to us about how Harmony New Technology came about and how you're just another big thinker out in the world, and we appreciate you for that. We acknowledge you for stepping out into the world.
Thank you.
For
I
who you are.
Great. It's great to be here and to share what I know, because I know there's a lot of competition out there, and trying to make myself different from everyone else is a challenge. But, I do whatever it takes to give the people the confidence in our company.
That's right. And again, big thinkers, if you have a small business, you're just stepping out, there are people who have other small businesses who can actually assist you, who are inexpensive but has the professionalism to really help you in your business and your dream to get out there. And from experience in dealing with them as one of their clients, Harmony New Technology is definitely one of those businesses. So I would suggest them. Thank you so much, Nick.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for taking time out of your day.
No problem.
So we're going to continue with the show, and I have something that I really, really want to share with the audience today that I was reading In Time Magazine today, I'm a big reader, and I self-educate myself in a lot of areas. And I definitely want to share this, take time out and share this with our listeners. Time Magazine has an article on Mandela, and it's awesome. I did not know that President Mandela turned 90 years old this year. And they have an absolutely phenomenal article on him called The Secrets of Leadership. And knowing that we as big thinkers are out here working hard, striving to really get our passions off the ground, creating every single moment of our life, and just to be happy doing what it is we truly know we want to do. I want to share his 8 tips that he gives, lessons in leadership, that they were phenomenal. And you have to still, I suggest to everybody, pick up the Time Magazine and read the article, because I'm going to give you the tips, but he also has extensions to how to go about applying the tips in our lives. So his number one tip is, and there's 8 of them, is courage is not the absence of fear. It's inspiring others to move beyond it. Tip number 2, or lesson number 2, lead from the front, but don't leave your base behind. Number 3 is lead from the back and let others believe they are in front. I love that one. That one just took my breath away. And again, you have to get the Time Magazine, and you really want to read the extension parts to each of these lessons. Lesson number 4. Know your enemy and learn about his favorite sport. I thought that was so cute because he expands on that too. Number 5, keep your friends close and your rivals even closer. I think all of us have that already in play where it says keep your friends close and your enemies even closer. Number 6, appearances matter and remember to smile. Remember to smile. Number 7, nothing is black or white. And number 8 lesson, leadership from Nelson Mandela, is quitting is leading to. Again, this article was so phenomenal to me, and you really want to get this from one of our history's icons, President Nelson Mandela, who has The Secrets of Leadership in the Time Magazine. Pick it up. It was a really, really great article. And that expounds, I want to also say, always self-educate yourself. As a leader, we always have to stay on top of things. Read books. I always have my face in a book every time I get a chance so that I can stay up on educating myself. And what I want to know what my competitors know. So we definitely want to keep that in mind. Thank you so much for joining us here at Think Big Radio. Again, we thank Harmony New Technologies for taking time out of the day. We so greatly appreciate you. And continue to think big, everybody. Have an awesome night.
Think big. ThinkBigRadio.com for all of your realty, business, financial, entertainment, and networking needs. Thanks for tuning in tonight, ThinkBigRadio.com listeners. We have had some technical difficulties that we will be overcoming in the future. Enjoy your evening, and we hope you tune in tomorrow to see our next high-powered guest. Thanks for thinking big.